We got Riley Smith on the line. Are we going to out him? Let's take odds here quickly. Do you think he's seen Tommy?
Absolutely. He's a veteran.
I'll say yes.
Yes.
Here's Riley Smith from the Vegas Golden Knights. Have you ever seen the movie Tommy Boy?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
Are you lying to us? You got to be telling the truth, right?
I wouldn't lie to you guys.
Okay.
There we go.
It's a great movie, right?
Yeah, it's a good flick.
Okay. That's good to know. We needed to know that. That's why you guys are in the second round, because you guys are familiar with Tommy Boy. I mean, what's it like? You've got all this time off in Vegas. I mean, what's going on down there?
Right now, just enjoying the sunshine, actually. So, no, there's not too many points in your career where you'll get, 7 or 8 days in between series. So, making the most of it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, this is a question we've been throwing around ever since the announcement came that Vegas was getting a team. Will it ever become boring for the players that play on the team? Like, will the kind of the luster, everything that Vegas represents for people that fly in for the weekend, is that kind of...
It's different when it's your home.
That's what I'm getting to. I mean, can you take us through that, Riley? Does it still feel like this amazing place with great energy, or have you kind of become immune to what Vegas represents?
I think Vegas represents so much more than just what people think of it being a two-day town. And I think that's the one unbelievable thing about being able to play in the city is there is so much to do. And there's so much to do other than just the nightlife in that aspect. So it's been a great ride so far. It's an awesome place to be able to play. Our fans have been unbelievable. So, we're just trying to keep this ride going.
At what point did you... know personally, or maybe the feeling in the room where you guys had something special? Was there a big win on the road? Was it early in the season? Like, was there a trigger point where, we'll call it your TSN turning point, where you guys were like, hey, we are a serious team?
I think that's the funny thing about our group, was we never really had that moment. I think we had a motto the whole season, just take it one day at a time and take it one game. And we've kind of just been able to build off that success just in that motto. There's a lot of talent in our locker room, and I think it took probably till halfway through the season for other people to realize and maybe give us some credit. But, it's been a fun ride, and I think we're still just living by that motto, taking it one day at a time.
With Riley Smith of the Vegas Golden Knights, they're off to the second round. They will play San Jose, and as always, we know it, top seed. You're going to have home ice in the second round as well. Your head coach, Gerard Gallant, he's a lock for the Jack Adams. He's winning coach of the year, and a lot has been made of the messages he's been sending to your team ever since you guys were all acquired and when you showed up for day one of camp. What has he been preaching to you, and what has been sticking? I mean, what has been working so well, courtesy of your head coach?
I think one thing he preaches is not to get ahead of yourself. And, that's been a big factor in just how we've played this season. I think everyone expected us to go through a big slide at some point in the season. And that never happened. And I think we did a good job being able to turn the page when we did lose, or, maybe went on a 2 or 3 game skid. But it seemed like we were able to turn the page quickly and get back to our winning ways. It was obviously a huge factor for us to just have such good fans here in Vegas, and I think they supported us unbelievably through everything that's gone on this year, and they make it a tough place to play for other teams.
I have to admit, I thought there was at some point this season where you guys were going to hit a wall of that first year excitement. And I called a game in Ottawa where you played the Senators, and Maxim Lagacy was playing that night. And then wasn't long after that, you had your fifth string goaltender in Dylan Ferguson, who was called up on emergency basis from Kamloops. I mean, at some point, are you guys looking around the dressing room and saying, we're rolling through goaltenders here, and we're still finding a way to get points night in and night out? Is it the coaching? Is it the guys in the room? Or is it just a combination of everything?
I think it's a combination of everything. When we were going through that whole goalie swap thing at the start of the year where, injuries plagued us, it was almost comical, like a revolving door of goalies that were coming in. So We battled through that and were able to find a way to get points and stay afloat. And, you know, once Flower came back in net and he was healthy, he's been unbelievable for us. So, and I think everyone saw, you know, what type of goalie he is and how he can perform in a big stage like this, how he did in the first series.
Riley, who's become Mr. Vegas? Who's got all the contacts, the hookups? Who is Mr. Vegas on the Golden Knights besides Gary Lawless?
Is this just out of your curiosity, or
yeah, this is my own personal curiosity?
Yeah, we're gonna have to track that person down. But I mean, yeah, other than Gary Lawless, who is Mr. Vegas?
Well, pretty talkative guy. He's maybe Alex Tuck. You should probably get his phone number because I think he probably has more contacts in his phone than probably all. TSN panel over there.
Young, good-looking guy. I would see that.
I love it.
I could see Wild Bill doing some work.
William Karlsson? Yeah, you Vegas. Score 43. You're in pretty good shape.
I mean, you're a part of that line. I mean, you guys have been money all year. I mean, at what point did you guys realize, you know, we got something really going here? Yourself, Karlsson, Marchessault.
You know, it seemed like we had instant chemistry when we started playing together. I didn't play much with Marchie in Florida, but obviously I could see that there was a lot of talent. You know, he had 30 last year and pretty much led our team in points for the majority of the season this year. Carly was, I think, a little bit of a surprise for everyone, but, you know, he's a hard-working player. I think he probably deserved a nomination for the Selke this year, just how well he played and almost having, you know, a plus 50 NHL rating as well.
Well, best of luck moving forward into the second round. You guys have been the best story in sports this year. It's been incredible, and we're all watching it. We're all tracking it. So good luck going forward, and thank you for doing this today.
All right, appreciate it.
There's Riley Smith, big Tommy Boy fan.